Wherever cancer is, Hancock Health will fight. In any part of you and in all corners of East Central Indiana. From Indianapolis to Greenfield, to Knightstown to Greensburg. From hospital rooms to family rooms, we fight. With technology and medicine. With care backed by the wisdom of Mayo Clinic. For you, for your family, and for your future in Decatur County. We fight cancer here. HancockHealth.org/cancer.
Tired of hearing Rob talk about all the bad news? Time to find your happy place. Turn that frown upside down. It's time for Shitting Rainbows with Rob.
About being positive here on the Kendall and Casey show. It's 93 WIBC, and you've got some good news, don't you?
Well, Casey, here's the good news today.
Yeah.
And, you know, things will come to me. We talk about this. It's like, was it Neil Young awoke from a fever and Cinnamon Girl was came to him in a dream? Or Paul McCartney, there was some famous Beatles song where he woke up singing the song and said, "Whose song is that?" And they said, it's your song.
It's your song. You wasn't that yesterday?
Was that what it was?
I believe so.
Okay.
And the first lyrics were actually scrambled eggs. Scrambled eggs.
Here is what has come to me. Mm-hmm. And it has come through advice of others and consultation of others. And sometimes things just, well, I'll be sitting on a random park bench somewhere and then things will hit me.
Mm-hmm.
And the positive for today is that I have a challenge for us and this show over the coming months.
Yeah.
And my challenge for us, and Kevin, you're in on this as well. It's going to be a collective team effort, is to make this show, Casey, bigger and better and more influential than it has ever been before.
I'm on board.
And so in order to do this, not only is it going to take you, and it's going to take Kevin, and it's going to take me, it is going to take every single person who each day is a part of the Kendall and Casey show.
Got it.
And what is the three-step process that you have when people have made
A mistake?
Mistake. What are the three steps of the process?
You have to acknowledge the mistake.
Yeah, you have to acknowledge the mistake.
You have to apologize for the mistake.
You have to apologize for the mistake.
And then you have to take corrective action.
All right, so it's acknowledge,
apologize, and then change the behavior.
Correct. All right.
Yeah.
So what has occurred to me is that, and these are not mistakes. We have not made mistakes in the sense of this show has been wildly popular. It's a big part of people's lives each day. Mm-hmm. And people love being a part of the Kendall and Casey show.
Yeah.
One of the things I have realized, though, and so I'm not apologizing for being passionate about my government, but one of the things I've realized is I occasionally get drawn down into the muck and the mire of the bullcrap that our government pulls upon us every single day.
Yeah.
And it's a character flaw that I feel I need to help everyone.
It's passion.
It's a character flaw that I feel like I must engage in every single conflict to save every single person who won't fight for themselves.
Right.
And I have decided, Casey, effective as of today, April 11th, 2024, we are taking the Kendall and Casey show in a new direction, which we must take in order to grow this show like never before, and in the end have the influence that we have never had before, because that, Casey, is the only way we're going to save society.
Okay, what's the new direction?
The new direction is we're going to be more happy, Casey. Okay. We're going to be more positive. We're going to have an uplifting view on the world while still maintaining to our core set of beliefs and values and passion to create a better world, to create a better society, to create a better government, and hold these people accountable in order to fix what ails the United States of America and the state of Indiana.
Okay, I like it. I'm on board. I'm not sure about Kevin. You're getting roped into this. Are you on board?
Are you ready, Kev?
I'm always down for a positive direction.
Yeah, absolutely. So, in order to do this, we cannot do this alone. Because what I feel like we have kind of done over the past maybe, I don't know, 6 months to a year, is we have really, really been punching down when in reality we should be punching up.
Okay.
So what we're going to need is, and this is going to be everybody hearing our voice right now, we are committed to a more positive direction, a more positive direction that still captures the passion that we have previously seen on this show. But you, the audience, have to participate with us. Mm-hmm. And that means you have to tell people about this radio show.
That's right.
You have to grab people, whether it's at the water cooler or the Walmart or the Little League game, and say, there is this show you would not believe how informative they are, how entertaining they are, how much they love to educate the population at large, and how gosh darn uplifting the program is.
Something you've never been accused of before.
Yeah, so if I,
that's the challenge.
If I am going against every gut instinct that I have and every fiber in my being that says you just continue to beat the crap out of these politicians and you belittle them the way they belittle the taxpayer, then you, the audience, you have to get outside your comfort zone too, Casey. We are bringing you this program effective today like never before.
I love it.
And it is all done with the premise that we must grow this audience, because that is how the real change necessary is going to happen.
Let's go! Okay, should we tell everybody about the event that we're doing tonight?
Yes, absolutely.
All right, so it is the Front Porch Patriots.
Yes, that's correct.
Meet and greet event with Micah Beckwith. You're going to be there. I'm going to be there. What are you going
to
wear?
I have yet to decide that. Yeah. I'm probably about, I got to leave the house about 5:45, so I'll probably decide that about 5:41.
Is this like a suit and tie thing, or is this like a sweater thing? Is this like a, I'm debating, do I need to wear heels, or can I have my Converse on?
I think you'll be fine. The people want to see, they want to see you.
What's the deal?
They're there to see you,
Micah's
Casey.
Micah's going
to
be in a suit and a tie, won't
I don't know. I have no idea what he's going
to
wear.
I need to know the attire.
Casey, as part of the new uplifting program we're putting forward.
Yes.
You're only accountable to yourself.
Oh, okay. And it doesn't matter what I wear.
Right, absolutely.
Yeah.
So part of this is we're going to find new things that we're for. I'm going to find new things. You've always done a fine job at this. This is really a reflection upon myself. This is the acknowledgement, the apology, the corrective action.
Oh, right. This is the corrective behavior.
So we've got to be what we're for, not what we're against. And we have laid out how many times about what your government's doing to you. But part of our challenge is we got to be four things. And one of the things I am for, Casey, with every fiber in my being, is finding someone who can be entrenched in state government, who will be a voice for the people. And as I have looked the fruited plain, and I have looked up and down and back and forth and far and wide, I have found but one person who I have the utmost confidence in, that if they are instilled in a position of influence and power inside state government, they will spend every single day fighting for you, the people, and trying to hold the government accountable. And that is Micah Beckwith.
All right. So we're candidate for Indiana Lieutenant Governor.
That's right. And we're doing an event tonight. Casey, do you have it up on your Twitter? Could you put it back up on your Twitter again?
I will tweet it out momentarily. Casey Daniels 317.
And everyone in a sense of positivity should totally follow Casey Daniels at Casey Daniels 317. We will be there tonight. It is totally free for you to attend. Uh-huh. We'll tell some jokes. We'll tell some stories. We'll talk about the importance of the race. We'll talk about the importance, and this is the big thing, of everybody that is in that room tonight and everybody hearing my voice right now, holding your state convention delegates accountable and not voting for anyone for state convention delegate. Whether you live in Bargersville or you live in Brownsburg or you live in Fishers or you live in Kendallville or wherever that might be, not voting for any convention delegate who has not pledged without debate or discussion or hesitation to vote for Micah Beckwith for lieutenant governor, because that is our best shot, Casey, to start fighting back and holding our state government accountable.
All right. So this event happens at 6:30 tonight, and we hope to see you there with Kendall and Casey on 93 WIBC.